This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Grace Marie Turner, president of the Galen Institute, one of the leading healthcare policy organizations in the nation, located just outside the nation's capital. We want to get her insights today on reports that there is a watered-down version of the public option, one that would ostensibly actually be run by private insurers in order to get enough votes to move the process forward. And Grace Marie, thanks so much for being with us.
It is a pleasure to be with you as always, Greg. Thank you.
Well, the Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid has put together this 10-member panel of Democrats, 5 liberals and 5 moderates, and this is kind of what they've come up with. But fill in the details for us. What exactly are they proposing here?
Well, it seems that they're, you know, running out of ideas. One idea is to expand existing government-run health programs, Medicare and Medicaid, to cover even more people than they do already. And another, I don't know if it's even a worse idea, is to create a new government health insurance exchange, which only would allow nonprofit health insurance carriers to participate, which is an equally bad idea. One of the things that we need much more of in the health insurance market is competition. And this would drive out the competitors who really have the skills to get prices down, to respond to consumers, to ferret out waste, fraud, and abuse, and basically saying, no, we're going to create monopolies both within the government plans and on the private sector. Both really bad ideas.
Why do you think this might be gaining traction if it's such a bad idea?
Well, because it's just a new idea that they've thrown out there, a warmed over idea, because they are coming under such pressure from the key moderate Democrats in the Senate, who basically say creating a new government health insurance plan, the quote robust public option, is just not going to fly. Because as Senator Lieberman said in an interview with the Wall Street Journal over the weekend, he knows that that is the Democrats' efforts to create a new government run single-payer health insurance program for the whole country. So having this public plan is so important to liberals. And basically, they're saying, Senator Reid's saying, I can't get the votes for it. I don't have 60 votes for a new government-run health insurance program. So maybe we can get 60 votes to expand the popular Medicare program, which, by the way, is $38 trillion in debt and going to bankrupt our country, or expand Medicaid, which is already the most expensive program in state budgets, and is likely to, if you expand that, send the states in the red and cause them to have to cut education, to cut public safety, to cut transportation budgets. Both of these are very bad ideas. They're just basically expansions of government in a different way.
Grace Marie, you mentioned that there might be an expansion of Medicare eligibility. Some reports say all the way down to age 55. And as you pointed out, there's a huge vat of red ink associated with Medicare, tens of trillions of dollars. Why is that program being held up as a sterling model of what can be accomplished?
You know, I think only because it's our single-payer program for senior citizens. They don't really have other options. When seniors are given options of private plans, as they have been with the Medicare Advantage program, which, by the way, is also in the cutting block, they flock to this. Just in a few short years, one quarter of seniors have opted for private coverage in Medicare, but the great majority of them are still in the fee-for-service Medicare program, which is not a core. The care is not coordinated. People fall through the cracks all the time. It's a terrible program that forces people to buy supplementary coverage, but it's a program that pays medical bills. And if that's what you want, and you want to bankrupt the federal government, then sure, bring tens of millions more people into this program. But what's going to happen is you're going to wind up losing the best doctors and the best health care facilities. The Mayo Clinic sent a letter to Congress saying if tens of millions more people are made eligible for public programs that, by the way, pay them less than their cost of providing treatment, they will have to close their doors. So the very health systems that the president and Democratic leaders have been holding up as models for the reform effort, coordinated care that gets better outcomes, the Mayo Clinic, Johns Hopkins, the Intermountain Health System in Utah, all of them have said, if you expand public programs anymore, we're out of business. So tell me how this is a solution to our health care system.
Grace Marie, the villain in much of this debate, at least from some perspective, has been the insurance industry. With this proposed change here on the Senate side that would involve private insurers, are they more likely to get on board? Or is the fact, as you mentioned before, it would still be kind of like a monopoly system that most would recoil at it?
Well, on the public option is this new exchange that they want to create basically would only allow nonprofit insurers to participate. Well, Blue Cross Blue Shield has a monopoly in virtually all states and a huge monopoly in states like Alabama, where they control like 80% of the market. That's one of the states where the health insurance costs rise the fastest because there's no competition. So we don't, everything they're doing is restricting competition, centralizing power, and taking away the consumer's choice and the doctor and patient relationship and putting that power in the hands of bureaucracies. Whether it's centralized monopolistic for-profit nonprofit companies like the Blues, or whether it's centralized programs, government programs like Medicare and Medicaid, the consumer and the doctor-patient relationship are always at the bottom of this totem pole, and they're going to get squashed if either of these plans, any of these plans, go forward.
Grace Marie, last subject, and allow me to get a little bit cynical here if I can, because the biggest hurdle to get this bill done is the 60 votes needed to end debate and pass whatever the Senate bill is. Once that happens and there's a conference, whatever comes out of that conference only needs a simple majority, meaning 51 votes or even 50 votes plus the vice president to pass. So is this just the Democratic way of getting something passed, and then they're going to probably come back with a full-throated public option in the conference?
Absolutely. And then they will, whatever comes through in that final, so the key vote is whether or not the Senate can get the bill done. You're absolutely right, Greg. If they get that done, they are going to be able to basically go rewrite this health insurance legislation any way they want. But there are about five senators, Democrats, senators that caucus with the Democrats, who are absolutely key in this debate. Senator Lieberman from Connecticut, who has basically said that he will fall on his sword over public option because he says our country can't afford it. We can't afford to create a new entitlement program, he said. Senator Bill Nelson of Nebraska has basically said that if this bill does not have absolute ironclad guarantees that it's not going to cover abortion, he won't support it. Senator Blanche Lincoln from Arkansas has also said that the public plan is a complete non-starter for her, and I suspect also that an expansion of Medicare and Medicaid, which is going to bankrupt the states. So they are losing support among key Democrats. If these people vote for it, basically they're saying, I don't want to run for re-election because there's no way it can be re-elected because the American people are so strongly opposed to this bill.
All of that being said, Grace Marie, final 10 seconds, will it pass or not?
I think they're going to pass something, but I am praying that these good, moderate Democrats force him to go back to the drawing board and get this right. This bill is not it.
Grace Marie, we'll keep watching. Thanks so much for your insight and expertise as always.
Thanks, Greg.
Grace Marie Turner, president of the Galen Institute. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.